I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottled prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings, but I can't stop the pull. Our elections are travesties paid for in full by a gang full of sellouts who worship a bull. Why can't it all just be free and equal?
Hello everyone, I'm Christina, and welcome to the Free and Equal Network. Today on our show, I'm really excited. I've been waiting quite a while. We're going to be interviewing Governor Gary Johnson, former two-term governor of New Mexico and former Libertarian presidential candidate. Gary, welcome to the show.
Christina, thank you.
You're very different. You're a very athletic guy. I've been, I like to talk about who our people we're interviewing are about. I know that you are a guy that likes to climb some of the highest mountains on the continent, Everest, and you're quite an active person, very relentless in the work that you do.
Well, part of who I am is that I'm ultra fit, and it's something that I pride myself on. This morning I went out for an hour swim, and this afternoon I'll certainly catch a run, and worst case, get on an exercise bike at the hotel. But you know, I have a goal to climb the highest mountain on each continent, the seven summits. I have a couple of those to go. And over Christmas and New Year's, myself, my two kids, Say and Eric, my son's girlfriend, Lauren, and my wife-to-be, Kate, we all went and climbed Aconcagua, which is the highest mountain in South America. It's the highest mountain in the Southern Hemisphere, and that was a terrific adventure.
It says a lot about your personality type. Ralph Nader being very relentless, Jesse Ventura as well. I just saw some recent interviews, never giving up. And you recently ran, of course, in New Mexico, right at it, your former two-term governor out there. And, I mean, my father, I know we met a couple years ago. My dad has been fighting taxes for over 35 years. So he's a huge fan of of your accomplishments. And, you know, out in Mexico, I guess briefly, what you accomplished out there, could you let our supporters know, for those who don't know you very well yet?
Well, I thought I had two very successful terms as governor of New Mexico. I distinguished myself for arguably vetoing more legislation than the other 49 governors in the country combined. And not one penny of tax went up. I thought we ran government very successfully. And I would just like to take this opportunity to say that I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. I started a one-man handyman business in Albuquerque in 1974 and actually grew it to 1,000 employees. Some of the things I learned as an entrepreneur, it's really easy to hire. It's really difficult to fire. But, firing is probably the hardest thing in the world to do. But if you don't do it, you find yourself not functioning profitably. You find yourself out of business if you can't master the latter of those two. And then I also found a formula for success in my business was tying people to the bottom line. And that ended up to be ultimately the reason for my success. When you share what it is that everybody is working hard to accomplish, you accomplish a lot more.
Well, it just shows right there, you're just an everyday guy out in New Mexico that just had enough, and it's so cool that you overcame the odds. You overcame the odds, like Jesse, out running for governor. It's just, people, I know you're running against a 2-to-1 ratio. So, moving on, I definitely thank you so much again. Last year, you participated in our presidential debate moderated by Larry King, which was just really a real strong kickoff for Free and Equal Elections. And I learned a lot from listening to you. You go so many layers. I just felt like a little kid in kindergarten at that final debate, the second one there, just being able to listen to you. And could you tell our listeners a bit of, the experiences you encountered briefly running for president, maybe some hurdles, I know debates, ballot access, that's a very important issues to Free and Equal.
Well, big hurdles. It's a two-party system, and if you try and buck that, the odds are stacked against you. And, you know, it's very, very difficult to be on the ballot in all 50 states. We were on the ballot in 48 states. I was an official write-in candidate in Michigan and was actually excluded from the ballot in Oklahoma. Well, cost us hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on top of millions of dollars of donated time by supporters that were able to accomplish that, excluded from the debates. Being in the debates make all the difference in the world, being able to make your case, and was excluded from that. So it's not a fair process, something that I thought naively that it would be, and come to find out it's not at all. And I know you dedicate yourself to changing that. I certainly appreciate that of you, Christina, that you're out fighting this battle day after day.
You're too kind. My dad has been in politics. I've kind of been around it since I was 11, but I really wasn't for over a decade. And so, just really wanting, like you, just coming out of a businessman, New Mexico, wanting to make the world a better place. And I couldn't agree with you more. The Commission on Presidential Debates is an absolute fraud. You should have been a part of that. And we did our best and what we could in creating truly an open debate. I felt it was more so not just third party, but open debate. You know, mainstream media sometimes tags you, differently. But in any case, so some of the things you really believe, we were kind of talking about legalization of marijuana, stopping with military intervention, that is, NDAA, Federal Reserve. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing right now across the United States?
Well, who I am, I think, is who the majority of Americans are. And speaking with a broad brushstroke, I think the majority of Americans are fiscally responsible and socially accepting. And I don't use the term socially tolerant, because tolerance somehow implies that I really care how you live your life. I care about how you live your life as long as your life doesn't adversely affect mine. But outside of that, look, this country is founded on civil liberties. This country is founded on equal protection by the law, in front of the law. So a balanced budget, a non-military intervention, legalization of marijuana, marriage equality. There's some big issues. Monetary policy, the Federal Reserve, entitlements. We have to address the entitlements. We have to, you know what? We don't need to cut defensive spending at all. We need to cut offensive spending. Our military policy should be, if we're hit, we're going to hit back really hard. Well, guess what? We're doing the hitting to start with. And that's the reason why we're vilified right now, I think, worldwide, is because we're not the person that stands up against the bully on the playground. We've become the bully on the playground.
Well, all those things you mentioned sounds pretty common sense to me. Could you touch on the Federal Reserve a bit, your stance there, and of course the National Defense Authorization Act? These are some pretty top issues that free and equal supporters are talking about today.
Well, if we had an open market for interest rates would be higher than what they are right now. We would probably be really engulfed in what will become a monetary collapse once interest rates do in fact rise. But interest rates are effectively at zero. Banks are able to get money from the Federal Reserve at zero. Do we get money at zero? No. And these profits are being made on the backs of taxpayers. Our monetary policy is all about weak U.S. dollar. It's going to be about inflation down the road. Looking near term, look, when we have an accommodative central bank like the Federal Reserve, near term, looks all right. Long term, this is catastrophe unless we actually balance the federal budget and we have policies of strong U.S. dollar as opposed to weak U.S. dollar. And I said, running for president, if legislation was presented to me as president of the United States to abolish the Federal Reserve, I would sign that legislation. I think that all of this can be accomplished through regional banking, arrangements between banks. We have an artificial situation where, bottom line, you and I are going to be facing inflation in the future.
Yeah,
and today we're experiencing it today. I don't mean to imply that there's no inflation. Inflation is alive and well in this country.
And Gary, what I've learned is every problem we have, from NDAA, SOPA, ballot access, I wholeheartedly feel your pain there. I was the National Ballot Access Coordinator for Ralph Nader. So imagine beginning with zero states. It was pretty challenging in 08. We got them on the ballot in 45 states in D.C. But, you know, I really feel for you as far as the hurdles that you've gone through. And we find, you know, here at Free and Equal that every problem, the Federal Reserve, you know, stems from having really the wrong people in office. I mean, Democrats, Republicans alike, that seemingly are tied to central banks, tied to the Federal Reserve, the elite, some say out there, and, you know, world order, United Nations, that's another topic. But, you know, in any case, we really are here in our movement to drive a stake through the heart of the problem, the electoral system. But what I really love about what you're doing and what sets you apart from so many, actually Foster and Kimberly Campbell of the movie Thrive do a lot of this too. They travel around the country, U.S. for you, and you're doing this tour with OurAmericaInitiative.com. You can find out more information there, OurAmericaInitiative.com. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and we'll wrap up the interview?
Well, I'm on a two-week campus tour right now. We're going to visit 8 colleges and universities, and what I have found is that kids right now are really in tune with what is happening, more so than anyone else, and it's because kids are going to actually have to bear this burden, and they understand that it is broken, and that it has to be fixed, and that it has to be fixed now. And so that's what I'm tapping into, is this overwhelming recognition of the problem and really of the solutions that go along with the problems.
Well, check that out at OurAmericaInitiative.com. And, you know, finally, I really love this quote by Dr. Ron Paul. If you can ever, if you can bring about revolutionary changes, two things would be required. Young people would have to be involved, and you would need music. You got to make it fun and festival. And so on that note, we did recently invited you to be a speaker at the United We Stand Festival. It's at the Verizon Arena, holds 17K. In Little Rock, Arkansas, of all places, that's where all of our leaders are that put on that big rally last November. In any case, it's June 22nd out in Little Rock, and I just wanted to let you know that you are wholeheartedly invited to be a part of this movement that's truly across the spectrum to break the stranglehold of the two-party system and reform the electoral system throughout the United States and essentially bring integrity and what we're doing within our government and shifting our government back to the origins of the Constitution. So I wanted to personally invite you to that upcoming
festival.
Thank
you, Christina, and thank you again for your activism, trying to bring about meaningful change. I can't thank you enough.
I can't thank you so much for being so relentless and never giving up. You know, a lot of people would just throw in the towel after what you've gone through last November. And how the system treated you, Gary, is not right. You deserve to have a level playing field. And that's what we will be doing at Free and Equals, building others, launching a national database listing every single candidate. And I do foresee you getting elected for whatever office it is. And the people, I feel, would be very fortunate to have you elected. So
Well, you've made my morning, Christina. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, sending nice and positive thoughts your way, and good luck out there. And I'll see you in Salt Lake City soon. You, Ron Nielsen, and the team. So have a great one. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the Free and Equal Network. Take care.